Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brain drain. It's a big economic problem in communities around America. If you're an upwardly mobile young professional, get out of those small cities and rural communities. Well, those communities are sad to see you go, right? Come to the big city, make it big. But what if those communities started paying your college loans? Would you reconsider? We're going to talk about the new strategy to reverse the talent flow. That's coming up in just a moment. We want to get you thinking first. We're asking you, if you got all your debts paid off, where would you move? What place would you consider that you would never otherwise consider? If your job, your debt all got tossed out the window, tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or text us at 69866. Just lead with the word TAKE. So now that we got you thinking about this, two people joined the program who've actually experienced this, who've had to think about it themselves and are trying to get other people to think about it in very practical terms. Seth Piccirillo is Niagara Falls Director of Community Development. Welcome to the program, Seth.
Thanks for having me.
Lee Waldron is with us, Director of Admissions at Tabor College and a participant in one of Kansas's Rural Opportunity Zone programs from Hillsboro, Kansas. Lee, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, John.
So, Lee, what got you thinking about moving, and what were the incentives that were offered? Congratulations, by the way, on your job there at Tabor College.
Thank you. Yeah, John. For me, a lot of it had to do with getting back to where Kansas is a home state for my wife. And so we were in California and having a great time, and then we had our first child, and it was one of those deals where you knew you were going to move eventually to be back to the wife and her family, and we started hearing about this program from our in-laws, and they told us some of the incentives, and it just really, really made sense for me financially. You know, going in 3 years marriage, and we were trying to get out of debt as quick as we can, and to move back to Kansas had two perks: to be close to family, but to be able to jump ahead financially was something that I wanted to take advantage of as well.
You know, Lee, I don't want to pry into your life, but can you give me some numbers here? I mean, what got forgiven?
Yeah, $15,000 over the course of 5 years. So I'll get about $3,000 per year for the next 5 years.
Nice. That's Lee Waldron, who's Director of Admissions at Tabor College, who took advantage of an incentive program in Kansas. Seth Piccirillo, can you do better than that in Niagara Falls?
Well, we are offering, and we just got the funding approved this week, in a specific downtown neighborhood in Niagara Falls, and we're a city that we've lost basically 50,000 people in population over the last 50 years. We are a post-industrial city trying to redefine itself. But we're telling recent college graduates, if you're willing to live in this downtown neighborhood, either own or rent, and after the first year you show us you're in good standing with your student loan and also either your mortgage company or your landlord, we will help pay off a good portion of your student debt.
Now, let's just elaborate on help and good portion. How much?
Sure. Basically, we calculated that on a Stafford loan with a 6.8% interest rate, your average college graduate is paying about $291 a month in student loans. Now, some people have much more, some people have less. But we calculated out that $291 for 12 months is being $3,492 a year. That would be your maximum reimbursement.
Really? So you get $3,000 a year?
It's basically $3,500 a year.
$3,500 a year. All right. We're talking with Seth Piccirillo, Director of Community Development in Niagara Falls, New York. Now, Seth, the public radio listeners may know about this. You may not, although sometimes development directors watch this sort of thing very closely. But a few years back, a public radio producer produced a whole long documentary about how sad Niagara Falls was, and it really made the place sound utterly unattractive. And I've been to Niagara Falls, New York, and I think it's a fine place, and I love the falls and all of that. But how do you combat a sense that, boy, people really don't think of Niagara Falls, New York, as a place to go and settle?
Well, I think you do it in two ways. One way, you have to start with a targeted strategy. And we feel like this, while not by itself will fix our problems, it starts. You take a look at one neighborhood that's closest to our best asset, which is the falls, walking distance. Our Niagara County Community College is building a state-of-the-art culinary institute downtown. We have Niagara University that's just 4 miles away from this area. So you start to dedicate the resources you have in one area and go from there. But then also you come up with a creative idea that gets people talking about Niagara Falls in a different light. And we've had a really good conversation about this idea over the last 2 weeks, so I think that's a positive, too.
All right. Well, I'm glad to see you taking the bull by the horns there, Seth Piccarello, Director of Community Development, who has one of these incentive programs in Niagara Falls, New York. Lee Waldron, can you see in Hillsboro, Kansas, evidence that these kinds of incentive programs enrich the community, aside from offering advantages just to your family?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the Lone Ranger, kind of the first entrepreneur here to start the program in the town. I could see this being something they could build on in the future. What it does for the county itself, it brings a quality individual and their family, perhaps if they're married, to the town, and with the hopes that person will establish roots there, will buy a home, purchase vehicles, things in the area, allow its income to flourish into the community, and also add as an asset to be a leader in the community and hopefully give back by moving there and settling and staying for a while.
All right. Well, that gives me an idea. Seth, what you could do is offer up there in Niagara Falls, New York, an incentive program that if somebody does move and takes advantage of this program, if they can get other people to come and move, then they get additional benefits. What do you think of that, Seth?
A little referral program. Hey, I like the thought process. And what he described and what that is doing in that community is exactly what we are looking for. We're not looking for just people to stay here for 2 years. We're looking for lifelong residents and lifelong leaders in this community. So both programs with kind of the same type of per-year financial point, we're looking to do the same exact type of thing.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Have you had any takers yet, Seth?
We are developing the application process right now because we had our funding approved this week. But we're getting emails and calls from around the country, and that's been the most exciting part of this so far.
All right. Well, when you get somebody on the line, maybe, Seth, give us a call. We'd love to talk to them about how they're considering this.
Absolutely. We can do that right away.
All right. Seth Piccarello is Niagara Falls Director of Community Development, who's just gotten funding approval for an incentive program to bring people to stressed neighborhoods in Niagara Falls, New York, in return for paying off some of their debts, helping them with student loans. Lee Waldron took advantage of such a program in Hillsboro, Kansas. He's Director of Admissions at Tabor College. Seth and Lee, thanks so much, and have a great day.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. You too.